Oh, yes.
Oh, go ahead.
That's not working. It's not working.
What are you going to tell everybody?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell them. Ellen wanted me to make sure everybody knew she wasn't here.
I'm trying to say, hey, I'm down here. Listen. Okay, go ahead.
Ellen just wanted to apologize that she's not here. She is stuck at City Council for...
Someone has to be.
For City Council to adopt some changes to the historic district ordinances, and she apologizes, so I'm here. Okay.
And I'm down here, not because Alan's not here, it's just that my walker wouldn't fit back there. And I'm delighted to be here for more reasons than none. I'm a week out of surgery, and they tried to do a lobotomy. It didn't work, so they changed, so they worked on my hip instead.
It didn't work?
I want to welcome everyone to the March 5th, 2015 Historic Site and Monuments Commission meeting, and ask if anyone who has a electronic device that makes noise to mute it, like I'm doing right now. We will proceed starting off with our second item, since our first petitioners are not here. We'll take that as an inconvenience, not a matter of that they don't, a sign of indifference. So. This time we'll call Sarah. Sarah? First of all, the minutes of the last meeting were distributed electronically. All those who've read them have any suggestions or recommendations for amendments? If there are no amendments, is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion that they be approved as submitted.
Second.
All right, motion is made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in favor? Okay. All right, Sarah, it's up to you.
Okay. This is a petition for a mural at 204 West Victory Drive, which is at the corner of West Victory and Barnard Street. And the mural policy standards apply, starting with the theme for the mural. The petitioner stated, this mural is a depiction of the intrinsic relationship between all species, human and animal, and four of the natural earth elements. Let me show you a picture of the mural. The studio is founded on a belief that all beings are equal, and no matter who or what they are, naturally there is a relationship. The animals depicted in the mural are almost all local species, two of which are endangered.
Sarah, you have to slow down. Yeah, I gotta keep up with you.
Okay.
Slow down.
And the location of the studio is in a growing area that still maintains a bit of edginess and is full of creative culture. The addition of the mural brings the vision of the studio to life in a way that represents the creativity and talent of their city and holds true to the history of the building. The Atlas Fabric Gallery signage will remain. And you can see that. Up here, you can see the existing signage that was on the building. And breathes new life into a corner street property that for many years has been overlooked. This theme meets all of the theme standards, and then the location of the building. This can be seen here. The proposed mural is proposed to be located on three facades of the building. The west and east walls are 32 feet in length, and the south wall is 24 feet, and the height will be approximately 18 feet. The building is a non-contributing structure located in the Mid-City Historic District. It was constructed circa 1950. For the location, the petitioner stated that the studio is in an up-and-coming neighborhood. For example, 1 West Victory is across the street and houses a large number of SCAD students, creating a pocket of creative, like-minded individuals who appreciate art. The addition of the mural brings the vision of the studio to life and breathes new life into the property. All location standards are met, including not detracting from character-defining features, since the Atlas fabric sign would be maintained. Also, the standard that murals should be located in mixed-use and commercial areas is met, since the immediate area consists mainly of commercial buildings. Neighborhood support or opposition should also be taken into consideration. This standard is not clear if it's met. There wasn't any information provided about that. But since it's in a mostly commercial area, neighborhood support isn't required. For the design, the petitioner provided the following description. In considering the traffic flow of Victory Drive and Barring Street, the mural is designed for high readability from multiple angles, achieved using large scale, color, and ample use of negative space. The flowing design also helps to enhance the national procession around the building, which stems from the open lot that it sits on. All design standards are met, and no non-paint materials are proposed, so that standard does not apply. There's some more pictures of the mural. For the artist qualifications, the petitioner provided the following information. When thinking of the initial vision for the mural and who to commission to bring it to life, Jose Ray was the only consideration. His artistic talent is strong, bold, unique, and incredibly creative. Aside from his talent and abilities, he's deeply involved in the community and uses his art as a way to connect to businesses, nonprofits, and students. Through his work, he's able to further deepen the creative culture that is strong in our city while maintaining and supporting its rich history. He is able to seamlessly merge tradition and history with the present day in a way that fully supports the mission of Revolution Yoga. And here are some examples of previous work that he's completed. And then all standards are met for the artist qualifications, and the mural is planned to be completed a month after approval. In terms of funding, the mural is located on private property and is fully funded by the building owners. Staff is recommending approval of the mural because it meets the standards in the master planning guidelines for murals, monuments, and public art.
That concludes, yeah.
Do we have any questions of staff? No questions. You don't understand it, or did a great job, one of these.
Petitioner present? Who's speaking on behalf of the petitioner? Want to come up? Tell us a little bit about the project and what inspired you.
For the mural?
Yes.
The yoga studio itself is an affiliate studio for a style of yoga called Jivanuki Yoga. And the main founding principle behind this style of yoga is connection to everything, to the earth, to animals, to the world, to human beings, to everything. And so, as stated in the petition, it's kind of a visual depiction of the mission and vision behind the studio itself. So it's bringing all of the earth elements together in a way that I think just enhances the location of the building.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? And the petitioner owns the building?
I do not own the building.
It is the, who owns the building?
Kevin Thompson.
Okay. And the owner of the building is aware of the project and has supported the project?
The application indicated that, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Any more questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
The petition said that, no, we don't know what the surrounding, though it's not necessary to have approval because it's in a commercial district, what do you think the response will be from the neighboring, there are a couple properties across the street from it and then adjacent to it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you brought it up with any of them, or even though there was an official documentation in the packet, what is the response been?
I don't have anything like officially documented, but I did talk to both neighbors that I share the property with. They were fully supportive of it. They actually just popped by when I was there yesterday to ask when the mural thing started. And then I spoke to a manager at the Florence and told them about it, and they were fully supportive as well. It was just casual conversation, though.
Okay.
What's,
I'm one of the property owners. Okay.
I'm from
the area and 100% for it.
That helps flesh
it
out. Thank you.
Well, let me ask a question on that. I mean, do we not have a way for the property owner, one, to acknowledge that they approve of what is going to be put on their property? And two, do we not notify property owners, and we have, record of notifications, et cetera, or this all sounds very casual to me?
We there is a requirement that the owner of the property say they're in support of it, and that was indicated in the application, and there is a public notice. Everybody within 200 feet gets a personal letter, and there's a sign posted on the building itself. So there is a widespread personal notification for every property owner.
This is a permanent mural, right? This is meant to be there for an extended period of time.
Do we have other questions? Sure. Okay, to the board, what's your pleasure? Entertain a motion?
Well, staff recommends approval of the mural.
That's correct.
Do you want to see any reason to not approve the mural at this time?
Well, if you want to make a motion to approve the staff recommendation, we'll find out.
I will make a motion to approve staff recommendation for the petition of Ashley Dodd at 204 West Victory Drive.
Right. Is there a second? Giselle seconds, okay. Any discussion? Any opposition to the motion? Motion passes. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, what do we want to do about the first petition? Do we have any...
She's
there.
Here.
She is. Fresh from city council meeting.
I apologize for coming in late, but I did have to go to city council. When I came back, I checked my phone messages, and the applicant for the next item on the agenda that deals with Kensington Park was having major chest pain and had to go to the hospital. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you. She's not here out of lack of interest or want. She has a personal medical emergency.
It's not the ZBA. This is an easy board.
Apparently, you guys create a lot of angst.
I was going to say, you gave her a panic attack.
Okay, well, it's a shame. So, we'll continue that matter until the next meeting. Okay.
Would it be out of improper to go ahead and review it? And if there's no opposition to it, I don't see why we can't go ahead and approve it. But if there is opposition, at least at that time, we've already looked at it, we've got a little bit more information on it.
Is any opposition by anybody to do that?
Well, let's...
Okay. I mean, I'm saying, is anybody opposed to moving forward?
I'm happy to move forward. Staff recommends approval, so I think we can talk about
it. Okay, let's go ahead and hear the presentation.
If anyone says that they don't want to approve it, then we should table it until the petitioner is here.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Can I ask a point of order?
Yes.
The assumption is if there are people to oppose it, they would be here, correct?
That's correct.
Correct. Okay. That's all.
Yeah, because again, everybody within 200 feet gets a letter delivered to their house. So if they generally will get a phone call from someone if they're not happy, or they'll show up here and neither have happened. So.
And as a protocol, we can certainly discuss it, whether or not the petitioner is here, and if we agree that it's a, that we want to discuss it or approve it, the petitioner doesn't want to be here. So the council does it all the time.
Okay. That's
okay.
Ready?
This next request is for signs for Kensington Park. The signs will be erected in a variety of locations. The corner posts are existing, and the signs will be placed on top of them. So they'll be located here at Duren and Reynolds Street, Duren and Colson, and then Waters Avenue and Upton, right here. And then there will also be a medium sign at Kensington and where Althea and Oxford, or Althea and then Oxford and Kensington Drive. The theme falls into historic neighborhoods, local history, arts and humanities, and the petitioner provided the following information. Kensington Park and Groveland were recently recognized by the Georgia Department of Natural Resources
and the National Park Service as having been designated historic neighborhood districts. Both neighborhoods were built on former plantation land and recognized as one of the first mini-ranch subdivisions in Georgia, with lots larger than a typical city lot. The construction of the nearby Hunter Air Force Base in 1951 led to a dramatic increase in housing construction in both of these neighborhoods. Many of the Groveland homes were constructed by Chapman Construction Company, and the Kensington homes by McIntosh and Company, Inc. And the theme meets the standards. And as I mentioned, the historic markers fall into arts and humanities, local history, and other historic neighborhoods. And to the best of staff's knowledge, Kensington Park and Groveland are not commemorated in another way, and there are no other markers in this area. And these neighborhoods have recently been placed on the National Register of Historic Places, so they are significant. Location, as I discussed, six of the signs will be placed in existing brick entryways. Here's a sketch the petitioner provided. At the intersections of Duren Drive and Reynolds, Duren Drive and Paulson, and Althea Parkway and Waters, and the median sign, which will be slightly larger, we place in the median at the main entrance to Kensington Park at the corner of Oxford and Kensington and Althea.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time. I mean, that's all we get? I mean, they're not going to give us like we did on Victory Drive, on the other location where we've done similar things where we've had actually like a rendering of what the sign would look like, what the materials are, et cetera? Or is this going to be
a
hand-drawn
plan? Information about the materials that I'll discuss in a minute, but this is what the petitioner provided.
Scroll down a little bit, Sarah. I'm sorry.
Oh,
see, there's actually,
yeah, and here's what the signs will look. Those are what will be posted right here.
But they're going to go on those columned or those devices below it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they're existing.
Those are existing.
And those are the existing ones that are there, been there forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the site standards are met as well. The markers will not cause overcrowding on the sites. They will not damage trees or utilities. The sites won't be used for special events and won't be prone to frequent automobile accidents. They're easily visible and accessible to the public and are unlikely to have significant archaeology. The City Traffic Engineering Department doesn't anticipate any site distance issues, but they do require the applicant to get an encroachment approval. In regards to the site, in relation to the theme for the markers, the standards are met. The markers commemorate the historic neighborhoods in the area, and the proposed location for each of them corresponds to entrance points for either Kensington Park or Groveland. For the design, which, as you mentioned, you can see here, the historic neighborhood signs will be constructed of wood with an overlay, and the median sign will be sandblasted wood. The six smaller signs, which will go on the existing brick piers, will be 24 inches by 18 inches, and the median sign will be sized 24 inches by 36 inches. The signs will be oval and read either Historic Kensington Park, established 1952, or Historic Groveland, established 1952. The design standards are met. The markers will be high quality and will enhance the public space. For funding, the budget standard is met. The signs will be funded and paid for by the applicant. For the escrow payment, it's not clear if that is met. No escrow payment has been specified by the applicant, but the signs are located on public property. So staff is recommending approval to City Council for the signs on the corner posts of the existing brick entryways in the Kensington Park, and a larger sign in the median at the main entrance to Kensington Park with the following conditions. The applicant obtains an encroachment permit as required by traffic engineering. An escrow payment is made prior to the installation of the signs, because otherwise the proposed project meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art.
We have any questions of staff?
I got a couple. isn't there already a plaque on
the brick piers. I believe, but they wanted to add these additional signs.
It's like Arsley Park or something. Isn't there a bronze plaque?
Do we have photographs?
They didn't say.
And my other question is, these are wood. I mean, that's not a very sturdy,
durable
Durable product. to be using. And in addition, like Eli said, is this the only drawing that we're going to get? I mean, how far above these columns are these signs going to be? Because I know the cathedral tried to put up some signs down there, and God knows you had to have it like hurricane resistant because it was so high. But these look like, if I'm not mistaken, those are 10 or 12 feet tall. Plus, it looks like they're going to, I mean, I can't tell.
What are they on?
Yeah, I mean, are they on a 4x4? Are they on a metal pole? Or how are they affixed?
They didn't specify, but if it's something you're concerned about, you can certainly make a condition or hold it off to the next meeting and making a decision.
Excuse me?
They didn't specify what material they
used. Did we ask?
I don't think we did, actually.
Well, I'm going to take the privilege here of postponing the rest of this matter, okay? The rest of this matter will be continued to the next meeting. We obviously have questions, but I think staff needs to clean up the presentation and ask the questions that are pretty obvious here, so we don't have to ask them. And then that way the petitioner will know what to bring with them to respond to what's already been asked here, okay? I want to say something. I've been on this board for, I don't know, a long time? Not a long time, but more than anybody except Walt. He's the auntie. And this is the first time I can remember a quorum, and it is delightful. I mean, I'm being serious, y'all. I mean, you know, we're here to do people's work, and I am so glad I came, even though you had a quorum. I'm delighted. I would hate to have been not here. So thanks for coming, everybody.
Because I was out of town for half of last year. So
yeah, we know that. And we wouldn't want you around more than half the time anyway. So, no, it's fine.
I was on the mission before you at the same time as Walt.
Were you really?
I left and came back.
Yeah. Well, we understand those things happen. And that's nobody's fault. And nobody does it intentionally. So, but it's just delight. It's just nice. And I appreciate it very much. Just so.
Good
to be here. And okay, that's about it. Anything else with staff?
I think you guys should probably just vote on the continuance. Just
is there a motion to continue this here
for a complete application?
I'll make a motion that we continue this until the parishioner or that the parishioner, the petitioner can be in attendance, and that staff go ahead and note our concerns on the signs and get with the petitioner and let them know what the concerns are that we do have on this. See, and there is a sign there already.
Is this part of your motion?
Yeah. I thought it was a sign. I thought it was lettering. It's exactly what I mean, I see it all the time.
Park, they just have a metal sign.
You can put the left sign to zoom in a little bit.
I never used
ours
when I was there.
Have a brown metal sign fixed to the street.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point.
That's not as tall.
And how tall is that going to be, and what's it going to be made out of?
Those are absolutely legitimate.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So,
I second Walt's motion.
Okay, is there anyone else? Anyone else have anything to say? All those in favor of the continuance, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Anything else?
Okay, under other business, I'd just like to make everybody aware that we have had the waving girl issue is not going away. It is still cropping back up the ports.
I'm sorry, could you elaborate?
Yeah.
The Propeller Club and a couple other organizations that deal with the ports are stating that the Waving Girl Monument is not visible from the ships as they're going by. We had a Eagle Scout come to the Park and Tree Commission meeting, and we allowed him to do a project so he could get his Eagle Scout, and he removed about half of the crepe myrtles that were in there. He also trimmed back a lot of the bushes that had grown up. And then we had somebody come to us and wanted to put it on a pedestal, and I think they even came here, but they came to the Park and Tree meeting first, and then we gave our dislike with it and send them over here.
Well, that's under our purview.
It is. But the reason that they came to us is because of the trees in that area, because it is a park. But we told them any alteration to the actual physical monument itself would have to come before this body to be approved or disapproved. But I'm just letting y'all know that it's not a dead issue. It hasn't come up for a while, but they are still actively wanting to do something else there. So it's just be prepared to answer some questions.
Well, the Park and Tree Commission under your steering will be the first line of defense until Ford gets here, right?
Depends on what it's for. If it's for the actual monument itself, no.
No. Okay. Even though y'all have, y'all don't have any responsibility. Y'all have to maintain it.
Have to maintain it, but if there's any alterations to
it's
it.
It's going to have to come here, yeah. But it's going to have to go to you first, probably, right. More likely. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Anybody have a question? Okay. Thank you, folks. Meeting's adjourned. Is she here?
I just called her now. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, folks.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Good to meet you guys. Maybe I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah.
Free?
Please come back.
Yeah.
I think it'll be, I don't know the recording,
so,
but it should be.
How
I think it's part
two. Yeah.
Discussions. I think the next one will be.